All right. Welcome back to the Chords podcast for January 2025 now. Yeah. And I'm Nate Dawes, the Chords Arts and Life editor, and I'm sitting here with Isma Sheikh, a Chord contributor who contributed an article to the January issue and who has been writing with the Chord for a little while now, right?
Yeah, not that long.
Do you want to talk a bit about your experience writing and your experience with the Chord?
Yeah, I was a feature writer for the Arts and Leisure section. I also did sports for a little bit, but I stopped that to focus a little bit more on school because I'm in such a complicated major. But I love it. They let me kind of choose whatever I want to do and write about whatever I want. Sports was a little bit more time consuming, you know, going to games and stuff, but I like the feature section way more.
What drew you to writing in the first place, to the Chord?
I've always enjoyed writing. I think it like happened more in like seventh grade. My teacher was like really big into like poetry and like expressing yourself through writing, because I guess I'm not that good at like speaking my emotions. My major doesn't really allow that. I'm in such an opposite field. And when I found the Chord, I was like, okay, like I could still hone what I want to do in my hobbies, but also still do a major that, you know, is more acceptable.
And that major is
computer science.
Yeah. Difficult stuff.
Yeah.
Now, so the article that you actually contributed that we're talking about today is Keeping Mental Health in Mind During Winter, touching on seasonal affective disorder. This was your pitch. What was it that made you want to talk about this topic?
I think I'm someone who's always struggled with mental health. I'm not like diagnosed with anything, so I can't really say that I have what I have, but especially during school, I'm like someone who takes my academic progress like really personally. If I'm doing bad in school, I like blame that on myself. Last semester, second year, was very, very crazy. Last semester was really hard to get through, and it was such a challenging time, not only for me, but a lot of my peers. They're in honor science at Waterloo. So we were just struggling a lot, and I knew I wasn't the only one struggling, obviously. And I just thought maybe if I could help someone else try to get through this a little bit better, it'd be helpful.
Yeah, and you point out early in the article that now January is a really important time to be talking about things like this, both because of that new year, new me pressure for people to improve themselves and be on task on all their good behaviors with their New Year's resolutions and stuff. But then also you point out that there's the influence of SAD, the weather impacts of the cold, the darkness. Writing specifically in January, you kick off the article pointing out the timeliness of this topic. Do you have experience with that kind of pressure in January, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think for sure I feel it more now. I think also it contributes to it being the end of like a really hard semester and just being burnt out and then like barely having time off and all of a sudden having to jump into an even harder semester and having to navigate all of that and the less sunlight and not wanting to leave the dorm and the apartment as much all contributes to just not seeing people, not feeling up to doing anything, and just adds not only to like the academic pressure but the personal pressure. You see all these people doing such great things and all my friends getting internships and jobs, and you're just kind of confused of why that may not be happening for you. And you know it'll happen in time, but just because it's not happening right now, like it won't happen later. But it definitely affects you.
One thing I really appreciated about the article that you wrote was the way that you tied it into your personal experience. You talked about strategies and things like that. You talked about routines. Can you talk a bit more about that, about how you've tried to combat that in your personal life?
I think the thing that helped the most, even like during exam season, was just being around people. Even if you're just studying in silence together, just knowing that you're not doing it alone was really, really good for me. We kept each other on track for eating and making sure that the only thing we weren't consuming were like Monsters and Celsiuses, because it got to that point. But being around people and just having people to talk to, even if it's just your parents and you're just rambling to them about how you're stressed, and they might not even understand it. My parents don't really get it, but just having someone to vent to, I think, really helps. And for me personally, I'm very type A and I make lots of lists and mark everything down, and just having something to know that you're on the right track really, really helps.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Having that framework, having that support network of people around you, stuff like that. There's been a lot of research that has gone into talking about exactly the things that you're pointing out, the the fact that just having people around, having a structure, having a routine can be really helpful. And obviously that can be difficult for some people, but I think you it's fair to say that it's a good starting place for anyone to try to look at things like that. Another thing that I thought was really cool in the article that you touched on was the importance of just understanding what you're up against, the distinct challenge that any specific mental health problem poses, and the fact that you can't fight something you don't understand, right? Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, I think, especially when I was younger too, just not understanding what I was going through and thinking that I was the only person going through it, it just, on top of everything you're already feeling, is extremely isolating. And I have a friend right now going through it and she just feels so alone, but being able to relate to somebody, even if it's just on paper by reading the newspaper or talking to somebody else, I think that helps a lot, just to know that you're not alone and you do have people going through this. And even if you are the only one out of all your friends going through this, there are people out there going through the same things you are. You aren't ever alone in this. And I think that's such a good thing to overcome and realize, because just feeling isolated on top of every other feeling is just the most draining thing ever.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting there. This is to bring up something that's entirely outside the purview of your article, but in that way, social media has been both a benefit and a drawback, because it isolates us in a lot of ways, has been pointed out, but also, like you're pointing out, even if no one in your immediate circle can relate to the exact things that you're going through, being able to find that kind of network, across the internet, or just being able to find supports, resources and stuff like that, across the internet, is one thing that has definitely been good about the rise of online networking. To bring it to more closer to home, you talk toward the end of the article a bit about the resources that Laurier offers to students who are dealing with problems like these, with mental health, with things like these. Do you have any experience with dealing with things like this? No pressure, obviously.
I haven't gone directly to Laurier resources. Mm-hmm. I thought about it a lot last summer when I was debating like switching my major and stuff. I didn't do any of the actual therapy stuff just because I'm so very like egotistical and I just don't want to admit that I have a problem. But I think now that it's getting to a point where I do kind of have to admit it might be a problem. It might be something I should probably look into. But also think like talking to just like my academic advisors really helped. I know that's not really in the realm of mental health, but just talking to somebody, making sure my program's like going on track and everything academically is going right, has really helped me. I meet with him like pretty often, I'm not gonna lie. But that helps. I should probably look into something else.
Mm-hmm. Do you, on the topic of what Laurier kind of offers, do you think there's anything else that the school could offer to students? Because you reference kind of counseling and those kinds of things that that Laurier can offer to students, but that, to a certain extent, like you're pointing out, is kind of a nuclear option for a lot of people. Do you think there's anything that Laurier isn't doing now that they could kind of lean more into as a university, or something that they are already doing that they could do more of to offer people that kind of support that can be really tough for university students?
I think something that would really help is like wellness clubs within each program. My program has so many clubs just focusing on like the academics of it all, like Laurier Women in CompSci or like CompSci Club, but nothing that helps you navigate like how stressful a program can be, especially in STEM. There's nothing that helps you that shows you there's other people struggling too, especially being in a male-dominated program. There's not that many girls in my class either. And if we just had a club that just focused on just talking about it and understanding that like there are people who are going, like, because when you go to these club meetings and you go to like Laurier Women CompSci or the CompSci Club, everybody's just talking about like new internships and new jobs that they're getting in all upper years. And I think having something that kind of brings it more to ground level and more to, instead of them teaching you stuff, just helping you and understanding that there are people who might not be going on the exact same track as you, but that's okay too. Especially for not upper, like lower classmen, I think that would really help a lot. And having something for each program.
Yeah. The kind of you can say that it kind of assumes it. It's not as personalized as it could be. Maybe this kind of like it, like you've kind of pointed out, everyone is everyone within a within each field is kind of fighting their own battle, and it like to act like one resource being presented to people is. Being presented to the whole of the Laurier student body is going to just be able to effectively deal with everyone's problems, help give everyone the same kind of support is maybe kind of naive. So I think you're probably like, that's a really great point. Finding ways to build those different support systems for people in different majors, for people from different backgrounds in different majors is a, like, have you seen anything like that at the university? You talked about it lacking to a certain extent in your major. Do you, have you seen it either at the university or in any other kind of sectors?
Not really, honestly. Here we had stuff like this in my high school, which really helped. I think Laurier Women in CompSci helps a lot, actually, because obviously it's just uniting all the women in my field, but also like the first couple meetings is just navigating how you feel and creating a plan for your future. So that was really helpful. But now obviously it's more next steps to your career, which is also really good and really helpful. But I think just clubs solely focusing on mental wellness is really important. I feel like a lot of people push that aside, especially when finals and midterms happen. And no one really talks about how hard it is. You just talk about how you're burnt out, but you don't really talk about the mental effects it all has and how that can carry from semester to semester.
Mm-hmm. The idea of, that's actually a really good point. The way that university kind of tries to get you to focus on what is the future, what is the next thing, what is, and when it deals with the future, it's not talking about the future in general, but it's talking about careers. It's talking about your trajectory in a very professional sense. The like closing quote in your piece is taking care of yourself is a key to thriving during the beginning of term and beyond. Was there anything that drove you to use those words? Could you speak a bit more on that quote? I liked it.
Thank you. Like I was saying, last semester completely burnt me out, and I just wasn't following what I would normally do to ground myself, because I do go through times where I get really stressed and I'm not exactly eating the best or doing anything to keep my mental health on track. And it did get worse during final season, and I wasn't doing what I normally do to help bring me back to normalcy. And I think just understanding that you kind of have to force yourself to go through steps and to bring yourself to a better mental well-being. Because if you're not doing good mentally, you're not going to do good in any other aspect of your life. You're not going to do good academically, you're not going to maintain relationships, whether it's friendships or romantically. You're not going to be able to do anything unless you mentally are okay. And I think that's such a hard thing to overcome, especially when everything else in your life doesn't seem to be going as good, when school gets hard and you're barely seeing your friends because you're studying so much. And it's just like a vicious cycle of nothing's going right, and that also is just going to affect you mentally. And I think understanding that you have to somehow figure out how to keep your mental health well and keep your mindset well throughout the entire year is really going to help. Because if you just have a really crappy mental health throughout the entire term, it's just going to get worse when you're stressed, and it's just going to get worse during your terms and finals, and it's just going to keep piling on unless you figure out a way to manage all the stress. And if that's taking less courses or seeking help or just finding a hobby, honestly, it's all very personalized. But I think it's like an important journey, I guess, someone needs to take, to just making sure you make it out these 4 years, or if you do postgraduate, alive and with your sanity still intact.
Yeah, that's a really good point. The way mental health is, to no small extent, the baseline from which everything goes forward. The combination of, like, if you keep yourself healthy, everything else in your life becomes so much easier. Or if you keep yourself unhealthy, everything else in your life will get so much harder. And the thing I like about the end of the article is the kind of almost the ambiguity about just saying the beginning of term and beyond, because it's not just saying that exams will get harder, because if you every moment that you choose to be healthy, to be mentally healthy and stuff like that is a gift, not just to yourself the next day, but just going forward, remembering, keeping in mind, good mental health strategies, stuff like that is so important, not just in university, but like, it's key to remember that university, it feels gigantic, but it's only 4 years, and that, those 4 years will not make or break your entire life. Like saying beyond in this moment, it really, it asks us to keep in mind, like it's not worth destroying yourself to get the, just to get an A+ rather than an A in one class kind of thing. And so, yeah, this was a really good article and a good article for this kind of time period. Would you like to, now I'd like to switch gears a little bit. Would you like to talk a little bit about what you're contributing to the next issue of the Cord?
Next issue. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to keep the next couple ones a little bit more lighthearted,
mm-hmm.
a little less crazy. I am doing... Oh, what am I doing? I'm doing one about books to read because just it's helped me a lot mentally to read and to find a hobby. And mine's recently has been reading. So I was doing like 12 must-read books during the month of February. That just helps me personally just to get out of my own head and get out of my own situation and focus on somebody else's. I'm doing a political piece on the new ceasefire in Palestine. I did stop doing sports for a while just because trying to find an internship and a job on top of going to sports games isn't really ideal. Trying to keep the next couple ones a little bit lighthearted. Maybe we'll get back into it in a couple issues, but we'll see. We'll see where these ones take me.
Well, Isma Sheikh, thank you so much for sitting down with me. Thank you for writing for the Cord, and thanks for having this chat.
Thank you so much for having me.
See you next time.